Good Place. Have any of you seen that show? A couple of you. It's about a woman who ends up in the Good Place, which is kind of like heaven, accidentally. She was not supposed to go to the Good Place. She was supposed to go to the Bad Place. Her name is Eleanor, and she, after she's struck and killed by a tractor trailer, she wakes up to discover herself in the afterlife. And when she's told by Michael, her facilitator, that she's in the Good Place because of her good deeds, by helping get innocent people off death row, her international humanitarian work, things that she's never done before, she realizes that there's been a mistake, and she has taken somebody else's place. Additionally, when she gets to the Good Place, she learns that everybody there is matched with a soulmate, somebody that they live with forever. Now she's stuck in this world where she has to be nice all the time, and everybody has to be nice all the time, and she tries to stay in the Good Place. And so you can imagine what a person who isn't very nice has, what kind of a time they have trying to stay in a place like that. We often imagine heaven to be kind of like a place where everybody's nice and it's all perfect and it's full of good and perfect people. And we think that if we are good and we try really, really hard to be perfect, that we will probably get to the good place too. But the thing is, we really don't get to the good place by being good. We get there because someone who was good was born and lived and died to bring us there. Jesus is our ticket to the good place, and he gives us that ticket freely, not because we are good, but because he is good. And that is called grace. Grace isn't just the name of our church or a blessing we say before a meal. It's the foundation of our Lutheran faith. Grace is a gift from God to us. It's not something we do for ourselves or give ourselves. It's a gift. And the definition of a gift is something given voluntarily without payment in return, to show favor towards someone, to honor an occasion, or to help someone. I think that's a great definition of grace, too. Grace is something given without payment expected, to show favor towards someone, to honor an occasion, or to help someone. Frederick Buechner, a modern pastor and theologian, put it this way: grace is something you can never get, but can only be given. There's no way to earn it or deserve it or bring it about any more than you can deserve the taste of raspberries or ice cream, or you can earn good looks or bring about your own birth. We probably know people in our lives who are not very good at accepting gifts or help from others. They think they have to earn everything and do everything for themselves. They don't want or they don't think they need any help. They think they can handle everything. And that's probably all of us at some point. But the thing about grace is that we have to accept it. We have to be able to accept help. We have to know that it's not something that we can do for ourselves, but that salvation is a gift from God. My favorite author, as you probably know, Anne Lamott, says this about grace: "I do not at all understand the mystery of grace, only that it meets us where we are, but does not leave us where it found us." So that makes me think of a couple questions. First of all, where are you today? Where is grace meeting you today? Where is it that you need God in your life? Think deeply, because God can handle that. Remember the reading we heard today from Jeremiah that says, "I will put my law within them, and I will write it on their hearts. I will be their God, and they shall be my people. No longer shall they say to one another and teach one another and say, 'Know the Lord,' for they shall all know me, from the least of them to the greatest, says the Lord. For I will forgive their sin their iniquity and remember their sin no more. Where do you need some grace in your life today? Then the next question that comes up when I hear Anne Lamott's quote is, where is that grace of God going to take us? If we truly accept that love and forgiveness that's amazing beyond any words that I have to describe it, what would that mean for our lives? What would it mean for you to let go of a sin or sadness that's dragging you down? What would it mean for us, for our church, for our world, if we opened ourselves up to the gift of God's grace? When Martin Luther realized this gift of grace was for him and for the world, it changed him and our church and our world forever. It was literally a revolutionary thing. Martin Luther was a monk, a man who had dedicated his life to God. He studied God's word diligently, and he did everything he could to follow God's laws. And every day, he broke some kind of law, he failed in some way, and he became extremely depressed and angry with God for giving us all these laws that were impossible to keep all of the time. Until one day he read a verse that changed his life and the world. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not your own doing, it is the gift of God. There's nothing we can do to earn our own salvation. God knows that we belong with him, and so he chose to give us that gift of grace to free us from our sins. It doesn't mean that we can just live however we want without any regard for God or others, but it means that when we fall short, we can know that it's about God and not about us. It's about what God does for us through Jesus Christ. God chooses love and forgiveness for us. Because we can be a very wonderful person, very giving, very caring, very honest and upright, but we can never, ever be perfect. But it's not about us. When we're joined to Christ in baptism and in faith, we become perfect in God's eyes. When we cling to Jesus in our triumphs and our failures, we know that wonderful gift of grace. I love what Jesus says in the gospel lesson today. If you continue in my word, you are truly my disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will make you free. Jesus explains to the people he's talking to that when we sin, we become a slave to our sin. We just can't stop sinning because we want to. Jesus says he is the way that we become free from our sins. 499 years ago, Martin Luther nailed 95 theses to the door of a Roman Catholic church in Wittenberg, Germany. These were 95 issues that he had with the church's teaching, mainly with the selling of indulgences, which supposedly granted remission and forgiveness from sin, even in the afterlife. Luther came to believe that much of what the church had been teaching was wrong, and he set out to correct that. He never thought he would change the world the way he did. But that's the thing about grace. It meets us where we are, but it doesn't leave us where it found us. And sometimes it takes us places we'd never imagine. It transforms our world and our lives. It's not about what we do, but about the love and forgiveness that Christ gives us that changes our hearts and our world. Take a moment of grace now just to thank God for that gift, to know that it's not about you, but about Jesus. Amen.